Jesus said, this is how you know that these are my disciples. This is how you know who the body of Christ is. That you have my disciples have loved one to another. That's right. One. And you can't, I can't express that to somebody, a stranger, if I can't express it. If I can't express it to my kids, then it's dealing with my heart about that. This is where he wants me to go. And I believe that once he's getting that accomplished in that area of my life, then we're going to have a bigger effect with my family. And then once each family gets that, the flow will get in their home, and we're going to be effective in the church. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But how can I express my love? His love. Nothing that he does is but for my benefit. Everything he did, the flood, the vision of the kingdom, the captivity of Babylon, was all done for the elect's sake. Because he knew he was going to have a people. He was going to save. And all of that was not done for God. It was done for she was a victim. The Bible says she was a sinful woman. And they said, you know, this is a sinful woman. And she was the lady get her out of here and said, wait a minute, when I came into your house, you didn't give me off of my family. So wash your feet. this out of your life. I want to help you. I want to help you. Because you've confessed your sins, and I said, I want to be faithful and forgive you. God was inspired when you wrote it. So if you have, you confess your sins, you have a perpetuation, which is Christ Jesus. He'll forgive you. Not only will he forgive you, he'll help you get through it. Hallelujah. It's God. Well, it's good to be here today. Let's keep praying for Haiti. Let's pray for those people. All the ones that are having the ministers' meeting. Is that next week, man? Ministers' meeting next week. Pray for the ministry. It's the 26th. It's week after next. It's week after next. That's right. That's right. That's a post that goes on us. Pray for that.